Thursday morning, and a little bit of sunshine. We haven't seen that in parts of the province for the better part of a week. But the sunshine is here and should be here for most of the day today, leading us into the weekend. I mentioned it's going to be a fairly nice weekend in the province. And next week, hot. If you look at those temperatures, high 20s, summertime temps. So that'll go nice with the rain that we've had. Now, I recognize, and I've talked to a few that have said, you know, we've heard about 4 or 5 inches of rain in parts of Saskatchewan, not a drop in some areas. So if there is ever the possibility of a shower, gosh, I hope that those areas that are looking for the moisture, the southwest part of the province that have been, in many cases, done seeding now for a while because it was dry and they were able to get in the field, I hope they can get that moisture. But forecast for this weekend looks like fairly nice sunshine. Okay, May is an important month, mental health month, and we have, throughout this month so far, been featuring different guests on the show to talk about this from a variety of different perspectives. We talk about farming and mental health. We talked about emergency responders and mental health. My next guest is a leader when it comes to mental health. I have not only listened to, watched the TEDx that Alan Kaler has done, but I remember listening to him on John's show back in August, I believe it was, of 2023. So just before John retired from this show, he had the great Alan Kaler on this show to talk about the importance of talking about mental health. And the thing I love about Alan is he is very open with sharing his experience, his struggles with mental health and addiction and suicidal thoughts. And he has become such a great advocate and keynote speaker and coach and now author. He's got a brand new book out, Transforming Pain into Purpose. I'm so happy to have Alan Kaler joining me by phone from Saskatoon. Alan, thanks so much for joining the show.
Evan, super grateful to be here. Thank you.
So you've been passionate doing this sort of thing for quite some time. Do you mind reminding and telling your story? There may be people that are listening that have not heard you talk before, because I think the way you talk about your remarkable journey really sets the stage for how you're able to help others.
You bet. I mean, like you, Evan. I grew up small town Saskatchewan, and as you know, we did not talk about mental health. And here's the thing, because I didn't talk about my pain, who suffered more than anyone else? That would be me. Mm-hmm. And what followed was just a lot of destruction. I was hit with all the labels from psychiatrists. I was put on countless pharmaceutical pills, struggled with addiction, suicide. Eventually, you know, I was given a month to live from a doctor due to my destructive lifestyle. And we all get to that place where sometimes we realize, I don't want this anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I always said there has to be more to life. There just has to be. And Evan, one of those game changers, I mean, I meet this woman. It often starts with that, right? I meet a woman named Tanya, and she had 2 boys. And sometimes we need people to believe in us more than we believe in ourselves. And that was Tanya. And she introduced me to a whole new way of living. I remember being around her and the kids, and I was like, I want this. Mm. You know, they loved me for me. And that was where that proverbial mask started to fall off. And go figure. You know, as soon as I started to put a voice to my pain, I felt better. Mm-hmm. And of course, darkness begs to see the light of day. And you mentioned that memoir that I just wrote. I mean, going through that, I sure understood how much all of this is bigger than me. Like, this sounds cliche, but it's so true. I just shouldn't still be vertical alive after the life that I've led, other than I feel like I've been spared, so to speak, by creator, God, whatever word, to carry a message. And I'm so humbled and honored to be in this position.
It's remarkable to me, because I have listened to you speak enough, Alan, to know that you were leading a very successful life by people on the outside viewing you, whether it was in high school, in university. You were a great athlete. You had, people would say you had the world by the tail. It must have been hard to hide what you were going through.
It was so hard. I think that we can all probably relate to that to some degree. Sometimes, Evan, we forget that just because someone is smiling, that doesn't mean that they are happy. I just had an event in Medicine Hat, and we were talking about this because I'm sure you know, a couple years ago, they lost, I think it was six men in a very short amount of time to suicide. And the number one thing that people always said was, we never saw this coming. Out of everybody, we thought this would be the last person who would die by suicide. And it just speaks to the fact that we all have these internal battles going on.
You're such a, I think, a role model for people to see the strength in being able to tell your story. But what is your advice when you go and talk to groups and you tell your story, knowing that you wore a mask that didn't allow people to see what was going on? And that's very common, male or female. What is your message to people to try and help, whether it's take the mask off on a personal level or help people see through the mask if it's family and friends?
Yeah, that's, you know, I guess the short and sweet, Evan, is I know what it feels like to have lost my voice, and I know what it feels like to have found it. And I simply want to empower people to put a voice to what it is that they need. And I also try to create a safe space where people can learn how to have these conversations with others so that those individuals can put a voice what it is that they need. And I think, I don't know, sometimes we overthink this. Like, for me, when I look back, there's three things that I really needed. I wanted to be seen, I wanted to be heard, and I wanted to be supported. But the kicker is, you cannot get any of those things unless you give yourself permission to be vulnerable. And I have learned and totally believe that vulnerability equals strength. And I'm very passionate about redefining what it means to be strong.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's a powerful statement. Vulnerability equals strength. I think that's true on this topic, or just of leaders in general. If you can show some vulnerability, that actually translates to strength. I'm curious to know, this book, of course, your newest venture, the book's called Transforming Pain into Purpose. How did, you've been very public and you've been on a speaking circuit now for quite some time when it comes to mental health and helping people through health, addiction, redemption. How did writing this book change you? Did it unlock or give you a chance to explore facets of your life that maybe bubbled up but you haven't really thought of or through your journey?
100%. Evan, it was awful. It was rough. It was terrible. There's this great line that says, you know, when you visit those painful caverns of your past, make sure that you take a friend and a flashlight. And I tell you, I needed a lot more than a flashlight. I needed, you know, headlamps, torches, candles, all kinds of different light, because it stirred the pot. And I thought that I had done a good job of navigating through some of those previous challenges. But, you know, when you're writing, you not only relive it, but you have to write in a way that the audience can understand it. And so the sexual abuse, losing my best friend to suicide, some of those long nights that I had, like I relived it all. Mm-hmm. And I had to go right back to a lot of therapy. I got some spiritual coaches, but it just reiterated the importance that, like, we don't have to do this stuff alone. We're not supposed to do this alone.
Mm-hmm. Alan Kaler is my guest, mental health advocate, keynote speaker, coach, and author of Transforming Pain into Purpose, which, by the way, you can get in pretty much any bookstore. You can also go on Alan's website, which is alankaler.com, and you can order it there. I noticed actually on your website, you've got some clothing. You got Born Resilient clothing on there. I love it.
Thanks, Evan. Yeah, you know, that whole resilience, like, I feel like we sell ourselves short. The fact of the matter is this, you know, you have survived 100% of your most challenging days. And that's a pretty good record. I feel like sometimes we don't give credit where credit's due. That brand is all about embracing that inner strength that has always been there. Because for me, I never shy away from the fact that life is hard. I find it so hard, but I also find it rewarding. Mm-hmm. In those challenging times, I need those visuals, those reminders to keep fighting. And that's really what that brand is about.
I know a lot of the talks that you do, you highlight, you talk generally about mental health, but you really do highlight men's mental health. Why is that important to you, Alan?
Oh, man. You know, the book I wrote before this one was on men and mental health. And I think that, as men, we're dying at a suicide rate that's 3 to 4 times greater than women. We have all those barriers. I mean, I grew up at a time like you, Evan, where it wasn't modeled that it was okay to be vulnerable, to shed a tear. And I paid for that. And I find it so ironic, so interesting that the Creator would give Tanya and I four boys. I do not want my kids, I do not want the next generation to have to go through some of those things that I went through. And that's probably the biggest motivating force. Tyson Williams is listening as we speak because he shot me a text and said, "Hey, I'm ready to listen to you on the Evan Bray Show." And Tyson's story is featured in that mental health, It's Time to Talk. And he is a prime example of the power of being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a great young leader. I mean, there's so many. In fact, I smiled when I first picked up your book because I'm a big New York Islanders fan. Kelly Rudy, goaltender for the Islanders, he wrote the foreword in your book.
Correct. Yeah, he's a beautiful soul doing great things.
For sure he is. Well, listen, we're getting close to the end of our time, but I wanted to talk a bit. You've got a community event coming up at the end of the month. Can we talk a bit about that?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up, Evan. So on Thursday, May 29th, my brother from another mother, Cody Demray, we will both be talking about mental health, resilience, and healing in Saskatoon at Persephone Theater. There's still tickets available. I think they're $39.95. Feel free to reach out to me for any information. And actually, we're going to do an event in Regina, mid-June as well. So it's just all about bringing people together and having this conversation.
Can they reach out to you if they're interested in tickets through your website?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. And again, it's alankaler.com. Kaler spelled K-E-H-L-E-R. Okay. Random question off the topic, but before I let you go, coming up at 11:30, we're going to have just a little bit more of a lighter conversation about the TV theme that when you hear it, it transports you back to a moment in your life. What would it be for you?
That's funny. That's probably the Flintstones.
I mean, I knew someone was going to say the Flintstone. I don't know that I thought it would be you, but yeah.
Yeah, running home, you know, during lunch from the school, eating the peanut butter and jelly sandwich and tuning in.
Flintstones. Okay, good. Thanks for starting that conversation off for us as well, Alan. Always great to hear from you. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with your event on the 29th, and good luck with the book sales.
I appreciate it. Thanks for strengthening this conversation, Evan. I appreciate you.
Alan Kaler, who is always appreciate this fellow. If you get a chance to see Alan speak in person, he is very motivating. A great speaker in his book, again, Transforming Pain into Purpose. You can get it wherever you buy books or on his website. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.